your homes. I'm Lee Silicera, Fox News. The warning from the city of Little Rock, Arkansas, is a huge tornado ripped through the city.
I thought I was a goner for sure.
Severe weather continues in the Midwest and Plains. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says they are in constant communication with Arkansas State Police and the State Department of Emergency Management after the twister in Little Rock, and she has signed an executive order to provide $250,000 to be used by the Department of Emergency Management. Earlier today, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden were in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, the site of devastating tornadoes last week.
I just want you to know, as you fight through this, you're not alone. The American people will be with you. They'll help you through it. And so alive.
21 people died in the twister in Mississippi, and one person was killed in Alabama when the EF4 tornado roared through. Former Vice President Mike Pence reacting to the vote yesterday by a grand jury in New York City to indict his old boss, Donald Trump.
The unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is outrageous.
Pence says the decision by Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg to indict Trump is purely political. Nearly 3 years after George Floyd was killed by police, the city of Minneapolis and the state of Minnesota Department of Human Rights have reached a deal to revamp the police department.
I won't tell you how to feel, but I'll tell you how I feel. I feel optimistic.
Mayor Jacob Frey, the state agency, issued a blistering report last year after a two-year investigation found the police department had engaged in a pattern of race discrimination for at least a decade. John Fetterman's office says the Pennsylvania senator has been released from the hospital where he was being treated for depression. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
A Tennessee theater group sues the state over a first-in-the-nation law restricting drag shows.
Friends of George's, a Memphis-based LGBTQ plus theater company, files a federal lawsuit against the state and Shelby County District Attorney Steve Mulroy to block a Tennessee law restricting drag shows, arguing it violates First Amendment rights. The law, set to take effect Saturday, bans adult cabaret performances from public property or anywhere minors might be present. Those who break it could face criminal or even felony charges. Mulroy telling the judge he doesn't object to a temporary restraining order, telling the Associated Press there has been much concern and confusion about the law, explaining it's important to understand the scope so it doesn't have a harmful effect on constitutionally protected expression. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
North Carolina's DMV will now issue full-term driver's licenses to more immigrants with permanent or indefinite residential status. The move comes after a petition filed in December by advocacy groups on behalf of three non-U.S. citizens who have been issued limited-term licenses by the DMV. Authorities in South Africa have denied former Olympic runner Oscar Pistorius' bid for parole.
Pistorius was permitted to seek parole for the first time after passing the halfway point of his more than 13-year sentence for murder, but South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeal rejecting his bid, claiming he hadn't served his minimum detention period. The Paralympic champion runner receiving that sentence in 2016 for the 2013 shooting death of his then-girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. Before the hearing, Steenkamp's mother said Pistorius was, quote, not remorseful or rehabilitated after shooting her daughter four times through a locked bathroom door. Pistorius will be eligible again for parole in another year. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
A co-defendant in the case against actor Alec Baldwin in the fatal 2021 shooting on the set of the film Rust has been sentenced to 6 months probation. I'm Lee Silicera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.